Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army. Reminding you that only 18 giving days remain until Christmas. So please, join the fight for good. To give through Alexa, say, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org. Canada, France, plan global panel to study the effects of AI, by Tom Simonite. In 1988, the U.S. and other nations formed the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to study and respond to consequences of greenhouse gas emissions. In Montreal Thursday, the governments of France and Canada said they will establish a similar group to study and respond to the global changes being wrought by artificial intelligence technology. They say the panel is needed to rein in unethical uses of AI and minimize the risk of economic disruption, such as job losses caused by automation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced plans for the International Panel on Artificial Intelligence with the French Minister for Digital Affairs, Monir Majoubi. Trudeau has launched several programs to advance Canadian investment in AI in recent years, and said he also wants to lead in considering the technology's potential downsides. If Canada is to become a world leader in AI, we must also play a role in addressing some of the ethical concerns we will face in this area, Trudeau said. In an interview, Majoubi said that discussions were already taking place with other members of the Group of Seven, the club of the world's largest industrialized economies. He expressed confidence that European Union members outside the G7 would be interested in the panel. Majoubi and Trudeau discussed their hopes for the panel at a G7 conference on AI that convened economics, officials, and industry representatives to discuss the opportunities and challenges created by the technology. U.S. officials were among those attending. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy said in a statement last week that it hoped to use the event to promote strategies that maintain America's leadership in AI, while at the same time maintaining civil liberties, privacy, and American values. Canada currently holds the G7's rotating presidency. It will pass to France in 2019, when Majoubi said he hopes to codify the new body and its membership. After many positive discussions with Trudeau and his government, Majoubi said it's time for delivery. Trudeau and French President Emmanuel Macron first announced their interest in creating an international forum for the study of artificial intelligence in June, but gave few details and left the initiative nameless. On Thursday, Majoubi said IPAI would be modeling on the IPCC and bring together policy experts with researchers in AI, humanities, and social sciences. A proposed mandate from Trudeau's office said the group would issue reports aimed at guiding the development of policies that could keep AI technology grounded in human rights. It lists areas of interest, including how data for AI projects is collected and assessed, the effect of AI on human rights, and whether people trust AI technology. The group will also discuss military uses of AI. Majobi said it's possible that IPAI would eventually issue rules or guidance on artificial intelligence technology or policy, similar to how IPCC studies have led to agreements to limit carbon emissions. But he stressed that, to start, the new panel's purpose would be to study the many technical and social challenges. It's important that we have an international place where we can discuss all the impacts of AI in the transformation of society, he said. The prospect of a global body scrutinizing AI projects and development might seem unwelcome to businesses racing to develop the technology. Majobi argued that failing to consider AI's disruptive potential would in fact harm the technology's development. If you don't invest in responsibility around AI, you will create resistance and resentment in the population, Majobi said. Then you will go slower. Jean-Francois Gagné, CEO of Element AI, the Montreal startup that hosted Thursday's event, agrees. He's supportive of the IPAI project and even says that well-crafted rules or guidelines that constrain headlong AI development in areas such as finance or healthcare could help young companies like his in the long term. I actually want that, even at the detriment of growing 20% faster in the short term, so we don't get into a situation where people reject this technology, Gagné said. To foster innovation, you need to present a safe and stable environment. Some larger companies hoping to generate profits from AI appear to agree. Also on Thursday, Microsoft President Brad Smith urged governments to regulate facial recognition technology to avoid a race to the bottom that leads to privacy invasions and new forms of discrimination. The G7 meeting in Montreal took place during the world's leading AI research conference, NeurIPS, which drew 8,600 experts from around the globe, including many from leading tech companies. Amazon, Microsoft, and Google were all among the companies represented at the G7 meeting on AI. Tabitha Goldstaub, chair of the UK government's AI Council, said she hopes the G7 event and the future IPAI would help convince countries not to see AI development as a race, with one or a few winners. Collaboration between countries is vital if we are to make sure that the technology AI enables abides by the human rights rules that we already have, she said. However, Goldstaub also acknowledged that the warm words and grand plans in Montreal Thursday don't mean much alone. It's really about action. Let's see what happens, Goldstaub said.